Colin Mendes, Triple M, Jane Dave for breakfast. 8 minutes away from 6 o'clock. The news headlines up in just a moment. We'll check the latest on COVID-19. 5 confirmed cases for Mackay Whitsunday's region.
You've brought up a hornet's nest, Jay, because we were talking about the fuel prices here in Mackay and why they're so much dearer than everywhere else.
Well, Adelaide in particular has fuel for around 89 cents. We're paying $1.30-ish.
Yeah.
In Mackay Whitsundays.
And you can't figure out why it's so dear here compared to, say, Cannavale or Airlie Beach or something like that. So to help us out, Rod, mate, morning.
Yeah, that fuel, all those big diesel tanks out there, most of them are for the mines. The trucks you see running around, they've got a fleet of trucks running 24-7 to the mine.
That's
why they build those extra diesel tanks out there to keep up with the demand for the mine.
So where does our fuel come from?
I think they ship it in and then they pump it out into those tanks. I'm not sure.
Mm.
But it doesn't make sense as to why we are paying so much more compared to Adelaide.
Well, the most stupid thing is we have an agreement with OPEC where we don't produce our own fuel, and basically all the oil that we produce in Australia is fuel oil, so we can make our own fuel.
If they're trying to entice people to move to Adelaide with cheap fuel prices, you're doing the wrong thing because it's a hole.
But the worst thing is, the Arabs and Russia have just had a big falling out. They've upped production ridiculously and cut the price by a third of their fuel oil.
Yeah, and that's why the barrel per litre or per barrel was coming down before the COVID-19 thing.
Yeah, it was. It was coming way down. So if the wholesale price of fuel oil has dropped by a third, why hasn't the price of fuel dropped?
That's exactly right.
Hmm.
How is that not price gouging? But the ACCC, the toothless tiger, what do they ever do?
Hmm.
Well, do they ever prosecute anybody?
Quite often on the news, they'll have how much the prices of fuel currently are at locations. Thanks for your call there, Rod. At the current locations, like they compare and they say that the RACQs say that that's a fair price. But I'm looking at the...
$1.30 is a fair price.
Well, this is what they're saying. I'm looking at petrol spy watch, the spy watch petrol thing, app that you got on your phone.
You're always on that app.
$1.35. This is for in Mackay at the moment. $1.35 is the average price. $1.35 all these Caltex and Woolies.
Yeah.
But then you go to the Whitsundays around Airlie, and because quite often they'll have cheaper fuel up there.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
$1.32 on the highway. You've got up to Pindi, the service station there, $1.35, $1.32. At Kalen.
This just does not make any sense.
$1.27 in the Whitsundays. So $1.26, $1.27 is the average price in Cannonvale and Airlie Beach.
Go figure. How do you figure that out? Like, honestly, I thought all the fuel just comes here to Mackay first before it goes to Cannonvale and Airlie Beach.
$1.19 towards... Actually, do you know what?
What? Did you just say $1.19? Whereabouts is that?
I'm just trying to make sure that I've got this right.
Yeah.
There's a fuel station on the way to Townsville, just outside of Alligator Creek. $1.04, but Townsvillians are paying $1.29 as well.
Wow. Just they know how to really sting us, don't they?
And I'm just going to go to Adelaide so we can... I've got this app. It's fantastic, by the way. Petrol Spy, it's what it's called. So here in Adelaide, lots of fuel stations. 99 cents. 89 cents, 95 cents.
Wow.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Can we do the show from Adelaide for a little while or what?
Because I fear for my life working in Adelaide. We're not going there.
Right.
We'll get the latest in news headlines coming up in just a moment. Jay and Dave for breakfast here at Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple M.